This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Drexel's new women's basketball coach, Amy Mallon. Of course, she is no stranger to the Dragons, a longtime assistant to Denise Dillon. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on the opportunity. It's been a crazy few weeks, but this has to be an exciting time for you.
Thank you. I'm very excited. It's been, as you said, a little bit of a whirlwind, but just the opportunity to take on this new role of leadership at Drexel is really exciting.
We say whirlwind. I mean, this is something that, you know, you talk about. We were talking off the air, and 3 weeks ago, you guys are getting pulled off the floor because they're canceling the CAA tournament to now. Have you been able to kind of process everything? Does it still seem kind of surreal?
I think it still feels surreal. You know, it's like we're trying to process that part of like the season ending and kind of having no closure to it. And then you have this next step. So I think it's like, you know, embracing it and trying to figure out how you're supposed to feel right now is a little hard. Just the only thing that keeps me in the moment is just the opportunity to talk to the girls, you know, talk to the team and the excitement they have about me taking over, you know. And I think we'll miss Denise. How can you not miss someone as special as a coach as she was, but also the excitement of knowing this group is ready to, you know, come together and be part of like what we're about and continue that tradition at Drexel.
So since you were named to the job, obviously you can't be on campus meeting with the team and, you know, stuff like that. So what have you been able to do? I guess it's a lot of conference calls, Zoom calls, texting, stuff like that, just to kind of touch all the bases?
Yes, I think, you know, the new phrases we've all been saying, we've been Zooming. That's like the thing to do right now. So that's the best way right now that we've been staying in touch as a team, is just trying to find a way to make it feel a little more normal, because we went from, you know, we went on a trip to Greece this past summer. And then, you know, think about it, we just finished up. So we've been together. We said we see each other more than we see our families. And so to suddenly just be disconnected, that was really hard. You know, like we went right from the CA tournament, we got off a bus and everyone said bye. And it was like, okay. And then we see each other on the screen and it's like, that's just right now, the only thing that makes you feel like a little bit of a weight off your shoulders. You see each other and we're like, we miss each other. You know, you realize that's part of the everyday scheduled life you have that you miss with your job. So I think, it's been more the Zooming and then just the conference calls, you know, keeping in touch with people and making sure we're all just waiting to see when we can make the next step and figure out what it will be.
How much easier does getting your first head coaching job make it that it's a place that you have been, that you don't have to kind of learn procedures, kind of learn how the sausage is made, for lack of a better term? You know the personnel. I don't want to say just sliding over a chair, because it's much more than that, but you know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with.
You know, I think you always hear that. I've said this with our girls, choosing courage over comfort. I said, I think there's definitely a comfort level with being someplace that you know you have the support from the school, the administration, and that's the comfort part. But just the change, I think, is going to be one of those things where we said, it was kind of funny. I got a message from somebody that said, oh, at least you didn't have to get a moving truck. And I said, you're right. You think about that. I said, this is just a great opportunity. It was like meant to be. And I think it's exciting because I feel like it's not like I'm going to try to reinvent the wheel at Drexel, because I think we've done extremely well getting our program to a point to be nationally recognized for what we do. But, you know, there's always a chance to elevate the program and continue that. And I think that's going to be our goal, you know, moving forward.
And that kind of goes on my next question. I get there's got to be a continuity in recruiting that also will be valuable with you taking over now.
Yes. Because I think that's always your, the change in that. And I think, you know, with recruits and kids you've been interested in and talking to, I think that leaves that a little, you know, again, that comfortable piece of, you know what you have and what you're presenting to the student athletes and the kind of kids you're looking to bring in. So that doesn't change for us, because I think we've had such great quality student athletes, and those are the same that we're going to continue to recruit and look to bring in at Drexel.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I think I'm looking forward to, you know, it's a new role for me, just the challenge of, you know, of continuing to teach young student athletes how to grow as people. You know, the responsibility and accountability we teach overall and how to compete and be at your best. I think, you know, my role for that will change a little bit, because as an assistant, you have a little bit of a, you oversee a certain part, and getting to oversee not only that, managing the team, but also managing the personnel and the people you work with every day and see them grow. I'm excited about that role as well.
And what would you say is the biggest thing you learned from working with Denise Dillon for so long?
I think that the big thing I learned about Denise is, you know, you take care of the people that you work with. And I think if you do that and you, I think there was a definitely like a true passion she had about the people. And it was always about the people for her. And I think that's definitely something I'm going to carry on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.